Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Thursday, January 27th, 2022. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. I'd like to remind everyone, RBN is listener-supported, folks. Please donate whatever is manageable. Remember, free speech cannot exist without being funded by we, the people. You can use PayPal on the RBN website donate page. You can call our RBN staff to donate via credit or debit card. Call in to donate at 800-724-2719, extension 3. Or you can mail in that donation cash, check, money order, payable to RBN. You can mail that to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And we greatly appreciate it, folks. Please help ensure that RBN continues broadcasting this uncensored content well into the future. And I do have with me today a regular co-host, folks, the notorious SDW, Stephen Douglas Whitener, keeping it real with the lowdown.
Howdy, Richard. I'm really jazzed I could make the scene. How you doing today, my brother?
Pretty good, Stephen. Pretty good. Yeah, righteous.
Yep, yeah, absolutely, far out, man. We've been having a time warp between us here with all this slang.
I think it can. Yeah, it has appeal to the listenership here. You know, it can't hurt. Yeah, we need some levity with all that's going on around us these days.
Oh,
Steven.
No doubt. Yeah, it's just open my eyes every morning, and then I have my normalcy bias where I didn't want some coffee, got to go to the can, and then, oh, man, I forgot I'm in a zombie movie. Jeez, okay, oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
And then you make things worse. Well. Then you make things worse. You make things worse when you turn on your NSA LoJack and start reading some articles.
Oh, know it, yes. turn on my NSA LoJack. You know, at least I don't get caught up in those social validation feedback loops so much anymore. It's a trap, y'all. It's a trap. Watch out for those snares along the way. Yeah.
And, yeah. So it's important to try to keep on keeping on, you know.
Amen, brother. Yeah, keep on trucking, man. Come on.
We need some positivity in this day and age. And with everything we're up against, everything we're revealing to people, trying to deal with ourselves here as we report the news. I mean, come on.
Indeed, yeah. Much less, react to it and deal with it. But, man, whatever else, y'all, don't comply. Just don't go along with it. The only way to end tyranny is stop desiring it. That's what someone wrote back, I don't know, in the 1500s or something. I forget the source where I heard this or read this, but it was this contemporary of Machiavelli's, I believe, about that time, somewhere around in there, that was the way to end tyranny, was to stop desiring it.
I'm noticing some inspiring signs in the form of the turnout at some of these protests, and that's worldwide, for that matter. I mean, like this one article is titled over at Blacklisted News, Anti-Vaccine Protests Largest in Human History, over 31 million worldwide, getting bigger by the day. Some examples to illustrate, I mean, areas significant include, well, we had trucker convoys in Canada. There have been massive protests throughout the streets of Europe. In a lot of those countries, we've been seeing it all over YouTube. And, of course, large rallies here in the States, Washington, D.C. You know, that went viral, that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. speech. And a lot of important information is getting out there. They're saying that these widespread anti-vaccine protests erupting across the entire world make up the largest protest movement in human history, dwarfing Black Lives Matter and the so-called Women's March by tens of millions. Stephen.
Yes, and nobody's being paid to go to these unless they're on the other side monitoring it. I mean, I heard Patrick Slattery talking about the one in Washington, and people, you know, had flown there. You know, weren't a lot of locals. A lot of people were dedicated to have their voice heard. And that's a good sign for certain. I realize people are starting to, you know, get the information. I mean, like we had reviewed this other person testifying how much the shots had damaged our military. That was very disturbing to see, you know, with all of this war rhetoric, this racket that they keep playing over and over again with the military coming into the zeitgeist again, making all that noise. Yeah. And our military.
What are some of those? Go ahead.
Three times as many cancers since the shot started and 10 times the number of neurological issues. And imagine flying a fighter jet with neurological problems. I mean, that's just going to take the edge off. It's bad news.
Indeed. There was another article you sent to me earlier from globalresearch.ca, a letter to the unvaccinated. Do you want to tell the listeners about that a bit?
Okay, let me bring that up. That just a sec here.
I know they've had a lot of excellent
reports,
a lot of excellent articles from doctors who've been on top of this, the dangers of the shots, and of course the uselessness of the masks and lockdowns on top of it.
This was first posted August 7th, 2021 by Global Research. This OCLA researcher, Dr. Dennis Rancourt, and several fellow Canadian academics penned an open letter to support those who have decided not to accept the COVID-19 clot shots. And they emphasized the voluntary nature of this medical treatment, as well as the need for informed consent and individual risk benefit assessment, and reject the pressure exerted by public health officials, the news and social media, and fellow citizens. Control over our bodily integrity may well be the ultimate frontier of the fight to protect civil liberties. And then they have a PDF where you can download this letter. It says, "You are not alone. As of 28 July 2021, not 29% of Canadians have not received the COVID-19 vaccine, and an additional 14% have received one shot. In the U.S. and in the European Union, less than half the population is fully vaccinated. And even in Israel, the quote-unquote world's lab, according to Pfizer, one-third of the people remain completely unvaccinated. Politicians and the media have taken a uniform view, scapegoating the unvaccinated for the troubles that have ensued after 18 months of fear-mongering and lockdowns. It's time to set the record straight. It is entirely reasonable and legitimate to say no to insufficiently tested vaccines for which there is no reliable science. You have a right to assert guardianship of your body and to refuse medical treatments if you see fit. You are right to say no to a violation of your dignity, your integrity, and your bodily autonomy. It is your body, and you have the right to choose. You are right to fight for your children against their mass vaccination in school. You are right to question whether free and informed consent is at all possible under present circumstances. Long-term effects are unknown. Transgenerational effects are unknown. Shot-induced deregulation of natural immunity is unknown. Potential harm is unknown, as the adverse event reporting is delayed, incomplete, and inconsistent between jurisdictions. You are being targeted by mainstream media, enemy war transmissions, government social engineering campaigns, unjust rules and policies, collaborating employers, and the social media mob. You are being told that you are now the problem and that the world cannot get back to normal unless you get vaccinated. You are being viciously scapegoated by propaganda and pressured by others around you. Remember, there is nothing wrong with you. You are inaccurately accused of being a factory for new SARS-CoV-2 variants, when in fact, according to leading scientists, your natural immune system generates immunity to multiple components of the virus. This will promote your protection against a vast range of viral variants and abrogates further spread to anyone else. You are justified in demanding independent peer-reviewed studies not funded by multinational pharmaceutical companies. All the peer-reviewed studies of short-term safety and short-term efficacy have been funded, organized, coordinated, and supported by those for-profit corporations, and none of the study data have been made public or available to researchers who don't work for these companies. You are right to question the preliminary vaccine trial results. The claimed high values of relative efficacy rely on small numbers of tenuously determined infections, in quotes. The studies were also not blind, where people giving the injections admittedly knew or could deduce whether they were injecting the experimental vaccine or the placebo. This is not acceptable scientific methodology for vaccine trials. You are correct in your calls for diversity of scientific opinions. Like in nature, we need a polyculture of information and its interpretations, and we don't have that right now. Choosing not to take the vaccine is holding space for reason, transparency, and accountability to emerge. Yeah, lots of luck with that. You are right to ask what comes next when we give away authority over our own bodies. Do not be intimidated. You are showing resilience, integrity, and grit. You are coming together in your communities, making plans to help one another, and standing for scientific accountability and free speech, which are required for society to thrive. We're among many who stand with you, and it's signed by a whole list of PhDs. The only one that I checked out to start with was Dennis Rancourt, and he had quite a list of credentials and a pedigree, and that's on globalresearch.ca, and an open letter to the unvaccinated. And just whatever you do, don't comply, y'all. Don't comply.
That's a brilliant letter. Yeah, they phrase a lot of points very well, very effectively in that.
Yeah, I was impressed with it. I would like to print it out and leave it laying around doctor's offices or places that someone would read it. I'm just right. Sick of this whole thing, man. I want to do something to fight back. You know, this is one thing, but, you know, I know that the listeners feel, well, at least a lot of them, most of them on this network feel the same way.
Well, yeah, and it's hard to tell, I mean, where things are heading and at what rate. We have a lot of people who are aware now of these dangers, but, well, what? This one story we just looked at today, U.S. government to fix supply chain problem by banning unvaxxed truckers from crossing the border from Mexico or from Canada. That's obviously going to make things worse. The CDC and others are even backing off and admitting a lot of things we've been saying for months, if not a couple of years now. And yet, it doesn't really seem to have any effect, except in individual cases where perhaps someone's re-election could be of concern, like in the UK. In the UK, yeah. That was a big thing, right?
Right. Boris Johnson got caught with his pants down at the party, more or less, and you know, so that could be a factor in releasing their restrictions. But this is just more evidence that the CDC, the FDA are illegal criminal gangs in collusion with our own government in an existential war against us. It just seemed like a stretch to y'all, or do you agree? You know, that's the way it looks to me. And it's hard not to see. It's hard to unsee that once you see it. It can get overwhelming. So what are we going to do? Fight back, live our lives honorably, and don't comply. That's the best I've been able to come up with so far. I'm open to suggestions, but it's good news that people are waking up. But look, you know, they have good reason. Those truckers, yeah, they want to keep their jobs. They don't want to get this clot shot. I know a trucker pretty well who gave in to two of them because of this very reason, getting into Canada and out. And that's just, you know, it's infuriating. You know, if we don't have the right to our corpus delicti, our habeas corpus, you know, our own body, then, you know, I think the delicti might be a little post-mortem there, but, you know, get my Latin right. But, you know, if you don't have possession of your own body, you have nothing. And if you don't have possession of your own voice, then you're mute. You may as well be a deaf mute. You know, if you don't have the right to speak freely, then you have no rights. And I guess we only have the rights we exercise, too.
Mm-hmm. And not really sure what to make of some of these loosening of restrictions, mandates across Europe. I'm not, as far as the far left extremists we have in government, especially a lot of the key larger blue cities, I don't think it's likely. You know, this has become a religion for a lot of these people, and any new information is not going to change what they've already identified with. It's part of their identity, just like their black culture or LGBT culture or whatever, you know?
Yeah, they act like a cult, very much so. Just totally indoctrinated and oblivious to any counter evidence or arguments, just tuned in to this, to the enemy war transmissions, almost like they're being led around by a little leash. You know, it's just, it's infuriating to see when you have evidence like that person with the 10 times the number of neurological problems, three times as many cancers. In that short a period of time, what else has changed? You know, what else is going on in the military except they got that needle? And people, it's obvious. People just would look at the evidence. And you can, it's evidence that you have to be so committed to ignoring that you're sitting there with the hands over your ears going, nah, 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 and not listening. It's beyond being an NPC, a non-playable character in this whole thing. It's worse than that. It's willful ignorance at this point. And it gets very frustrating. I mean, some people, when you've pushed the issue, they'll say, you're right, but I'm still going to go along and desire this tyranny. And I don't know what to do about that, really. I got to move on, you know, Fido.
Right.
If it drive on, it's like, that's the next right thing. And it ain't you. You're gone. See you at the slaughterhouse.
And even in Europe right now, it varies a lot from country to country. I mean, let's see, Austria, they're to lift lockdowns for unvaccinated residents.
But they're
saying that it was because of, well, the health minister was mentioning it's because, well, they came to the conclusion that the lockdown for unvaccinated people was only justifiable in the event of a threat of an imminent overburdening of intensive care capacity with their hospitals. They're claiming that that's no longer the case, so it's no longer necessary. But we hear about Quebec. In Quebec, unvaxxed must be accompanied at all times by a store escort upon entering a Walmart, for example, or a Costco, especially if they're using the pharmacy. They want to make sure you're only getting pharmaceuticals or food. You know, you can't buy any other items. So I guess if you need a new pair of underwear, you're out of luck. I mean, well, you can't even buy clothing and any other basic things you might need. It's insane. I mean, they're treating these people like cattle in Quebec there. So it doesn't mean all of Europe then is backing down. And again, over here, it really is like a cult. You know, the COVIDian cult, we've heard people call
COVIDians, it. COVIDians, the branch COVIDians, absolutely. Welcome to prison Walmart. Here is your guard. He will accompany you as you obtain your rations. Comply.
You must join the COVIDian cult of Fauciism.
Oh, man. Why aren't people hanging and burning him in effigy, carrying his head on a pike around? You know,
he had one of his own prayer candles behind him on a shelf in an interview. All right, they made prayer candles
the
like
arrogance.
Ones of him, and he bought his own. Yeah,
well, here, Saint Fauci,
Saint Fauci. We'll be right back, folks. Stick around.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
What I see with old eyes, and every time I turn around another dies. Think about this, these looks could kill. These visions fly through the war sometimes, but I'm walking on my own. We dream of familiar places. These visions fly through the war sometimes, but I'm walking on my own.
And we are back, folks, beyond the official narrative, Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey here with Stephen Douglas Whitener. And Stephen, it seems we have a caller already on the line. So
great.
Yeah, let's jump to the phones. Let's hear what this gentleman has for us. Patrick in Texas, thank you for calling, sir. What's on your mind today?
I like what y'all are doing. Y'all highly recommended by other people. It's like, this one top physicist says, to break through this patent office, this government funding grants, we have to do it ourselves. Do our communicate, and that's what we're doing. We're doing it. But you mentioned corpus electi, and that's Latin. Which is old, still very legal. That means body of the crime. That's part of what constitutes a crime. You have to give the body of the crime. Where's the smoking gun? Or you have to show corpus mensa, a guilty mind. Very difficult to prove. But, yeah, that's kind of pretty stuff. I wanted to talk about...
Thanks for correcting me there. I misspoken when I meant to say habeas corpus. Yeah, thank you.
Oh, habeas corpus, yes, sir. Habeas corpus, the corpus means body, and then habeas, bring forth the body. Take him out of prison and bring him here. You only got so many hours to prosecute the guy or let him go. But this guy Roger Sales, he's on with Stat Miller's Law with Tom D. He's big on his theory in all of his study for 30 years has been we are basically, it's just a slave system coming forth. And out of England,
yeah.
they had what was called the villainy laws, where the, you know, if you didn't have a dollar, a silver dollar in your pocket, you were classified as a pauper with no rights. And they could send you off to their work camps, you know, in the Barbados, you know, white slaves down there. As that comes forward over here, they finally reinstated it. We broke free from the world slave system they had, you know, to the elites, you know, their, you know, in their power, the monarchies and stuff. But and we said that, you know, we're God-given rights. We, you know, we're sovereign citizens, or sovereign, not
yeah.
We're sovereign with nobody above us, and. And so they had this. No, you don't. They, you know,
yeah,
they get,
exactly.
They
can't have that. No. Yeah, they can't have that. I, you know, I agree with you, Patrick. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I've heard Catherine Austin Fitz say that this whole process is a return to chattel slavery with the digital currency and the digital ID constantly tracking us. They are taking possession of our bodies once again.
Oh yeah, she's well connected. She's yeah. She says, you know, if I get hit, if I give you a button to push to stop everything, would you push it? Everybody says, no, I'm all in the stock market. I can't go against the system.
Exactly, you know, we're addicted to this financial system to survive, and then the electricity is like a greenhouse above us that you know. Allows us to have this level of civilization. Without that, then that's gone, then, you know, things change quickly. And but they won't do that, I don't think, because they want to maintain that control grid. So
yeah, Roger Stale all about that. It's his main theme. I would argue that a little bit. I don't think it's, you know, it's not quite as blatant. I think it's much more sophisticated. They're doing maritime law involved with shipping. And, you know, your ship lost to sea and they're doing salvage rights. He doesn't go that route, but I think he's wrong on that. But it's close enough. We're still trying to make us a slave. I'll let y'all guys go. Thank you very much.
Thank you for the call, Patrick. Yeah. Richard?
Yeah. I was catching some of those, well, most of those broadcasts, really, with Tom D and Roger Sales. And, yeah, I could send you the links, too, Stephen. Roger
Please.
Has a lot of interesting... Yeah, Roger has a lot of interesting research. Some of it, he admits himself, is similar to the conclusions RBN's weekend host Ralph Winterode has come to with his research over the decades in this. And yeah, basically, I mean, redeclaring your status back to what it originally was is what he describes. That when the 14th Amendment came in, that they changed the definition for everyone, basically, as far as what you could volunteer into as indentured servitude.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, even your status with your driver's license reflects that. So,
yes, you're a citizen of this corporation. I understand, and that sounds perfectly reasonable legally. Although practically and on the ground, you know, the element of force is there and will be used by these criminals to make you comply. It's going to be a hard fight.
But Roger has solutions for that, making declarations basically to the right people in the right ways, phrasing it
sounds
properly.
Very interesting.
Yeah, I'll send you those and we can discuss once you have time. We'll be back, folks. Stick around after the bottom of the hour.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-and lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-and lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Folks, beyond the official narrative, Republic Broadcasting, Richard Carey here with co-host Stephen Douglas Whitener. And, well, yeah, basically, Roger Sales, Stephen, points out the exact way you want to phrase these things. You want to have this document you send in notarized to confirm that it's you who signed it. And it was stated this, and well, he recommends in his process sending an affidavit to receive a passport as your ID for your future status, recognizing this, all this paperwork. But first, he has a number of people to send these notarized declarations to. He even mentions your coroner, because technically they have high legal jurisdiction, evidently, okay. But he mentions about five or six individuals in particular to send these sets of information to, notarized with your signature, and then after a few weeks of that declaration, and I believe the IRS may be included there, but you make sure, I know you don't declare this to be a filing. He said that's important. This is just a declaration. That way you can't be fined for some inappropriate attempt at filing or anything like that. But yeah, and then he recommends getting a passport as your ID. You can get one, the other, or both, as far as the passport book or the passport card. And people have actually been able to get a state ID, evidently, with the same affidavit set of paperwork sent to get the passport. If you take that to where you normally would get your drivers and state IDs. You could get a state ID as well with this new status. It's basically like a ambassador or diplomat status, rather, as is what he's pointed out. So it's very interesting.
Yeah, it sounds very interesting. I do rather feel like a strength. Go ahead.
And you're not a therefore your status is no longer a slave to the United States corporation. You're not a resident. You're of the United States of America, I believe he said. But in you're also basically a national of your state, the state you reside in, of course. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Stephen.
I say I do rather feel like a stranger in a strange land these days out in public. So maybe ambassador is a good way to think of it. Ambassador of the truth.
Diplomat. I forget what you said. You may have said diplomat, but yeah, I'll send the links to those shows when you have a chance next week or two. Check them out and be curious to get more of your feedback, because I think it is a good discussion to have around here. He actually dismisses the whole maritime law theory, though. That he doesn't think he holds water. He questions that. That's kind of interesting. But we have another caller on the line. I see, Stephen.
All right.
Let's see. We got Ken in New York. Hello. Good morning. Good afternoon, Ken, rather. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Rich. Hi, Rich. Hi, Steve.
I'm Ken.
Yeah, the best thing to do really is to get the two shows and just listen to them, because the idea of notifying everybody afterwards is to notify the agencies, the local agencies that you're likely to come into contact with, like the police, the sheriff. The sheriff you wouldn't normally come in contact around here. I'm on Eastern Long Island. And you know, certainly the DMV, the police are important, because they're the ones that are going to, they're the most likely ones to pull you over and start hassling you if they're not. No, I'm sure on their screens they're notified. What I wanted to say was I just got a letter from CMS. That's a center, that's Medicare and Medicaid. I'm on Social Security. An important message from Medicare. People with Medicare coverage are one of the most fully vaccinated groups of people in the United States. Well, I didn't know that. I don't think so. They lie about everything. Now is the time to take the next step toward added protection. They're trying to market, you know, and booster shots.
That's infuriating. I'm on Medicare myself. I hadn't received that letter yet, but...
Yeah, it comes from Center for Medicare, CMS, Medicare and Medicaid Services, 7500 Security Boulevard, Baltimore, Maryland. Oh, God, these people don't give up, do they?
No.
But they, I think Roger, you know, aside from that, Roger also talked about sending a letter ahead the secretary before you actually do the application for the passport, just to make sure that you don't, in between, get caught up in some regulations or something they can throw at you.
I'll definitely listen to it.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend anyone try to do something just from what I vaguely said. I didn't even give anyone any wording of anything, but I can tell people what the dates are of these broadcasts. You'll want to check out the National Intel Report from January 5th, and then January 18, January 19, January 25, and then yesterday, January 26. So that's the 5th, the 18th, the 19th, 25th, and 26th.
It really is complete, but I would, you know, suggest strongly that you listen to all of the shows. I've been following this stuff for years, and I've been trying to work out, you know, the little details, like how do you handle the driver's license. And he did mention that driver's licenses in some states are only given to residents, so that could be a way out. And it looks like the passport itself is like a universal form of ID, as long as it has the right sequence number on it. I think he said it was -09. If you look on, I think it's Immigration and Naturalization, INA, or it's part of the State Department. and you look down a list of all of these various nationals, it's very confusing. But the one that he and Ralph Winterode suggest is the, I think it's the National of the United States of America. I'm not sure if the America's on there or not, but that's the one you want. And I think it's the last one. It may be the ninth one down on the list. I haven't looked lately. Before I go, as far as the habeas corpus thing goes, would the judge want you to roll your habeas corpus in if it already has a toe tag on it?
Exactly. I misspoke with that.
Okay, goodbye.
I knew the listeners would correct me. We have a very knowledgeable audience here. It's great.
No, I didn't know the answer to that, but I think I don't think there's anything delectable about a...
Yeah, not very delectable, is it?
Is that before or after rigor mortis, Your Honor?
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Thanks for the call, Kevin.
Yeah, I learn a lot from you guys. It's cool to... I'm really glad to be able to pick people's brains this way. It's awesome. Someone, Charles in Florida, mentioned Jack Parsons when I couldn't remember his name the other day. He was one of the beginners of the NASA and their rockets and all of that just demon stuff with Aleister Crowley associated. It's just a sordid story there. And I couldn't remember his name. The Swiss cheese in my brain, I'm afraid, Richard. I am, after all, a boomer. Man, like, that's the way it is, man. You know, it was far out. It's all that time tripping back in the heyday.
Yeah, I hear it was really off the hook back then, Stephen.
Oh, brother, it was a love in. That's all I could say.
Yeah. Well, so what else? I don't know if there are no more callers at the moment. Well, if anyone else does want to call in, 512-248-8252. What else did we have? We had another article talking about Congress with insider trading, tech stocks in particular. But we've known about this for years with any number of stock categories, Stephen.
And I saw an investment watch blog. I don't see the author, but Congress ownership of tech makes tech regulations awkward. Congress, just like the Fed, are the ultimate insiders. Should they be allowed to trade while at the same time supposedly looking out for Americans' interests? Well, I think we know the answer to that. That's just like a big old no. You know, they got their hand in the kitty and the fox is guarding the hen house. And, you know, we see the result right here with us. It's just, it's a crime. That's what it is. It's a crime, folks. What was that corpus delicti, the body of the crime, someone said? Well, here's the body of the crime. That's what they're doing to you and your pocketbook and your children's future and your grandchildren's future and, your security, your safety, your sanity, your bodily autonomy, your freedom, you know? It's all up for grabs, folks. Right now is the time.
And things are no better economically over in Europe. This one other Investment Watch blog article. Since June 2019, the European Central Bank has acquired 91.2% of all euro area debt issued, essentially fully funding enormous budget deficits with newly printed euros. And they say, how is this any different than Venezuela and Zimbabwe?
It just hasn't pumped up as high yet, I guess. But, I mean, that balloon is just going, whoop. It's what goes up must come down. Pendulum goes one way. It's going to swing back the other.
And then have we heard much of your synopsis of the tension regarding Ukraine, Stephen? Because we've had two attempts we've heard of Russia trying to offer treaties that were flat out rejected. And that's not being reported, of course. The U.S. wants to seem like the good guy, you know. History doesn't repeat, but it sure does rhyme.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's hard to make sense of all that, but I think they're just pumping the crisis up to draw it back down again and using the tension that it creates, the volatility in the markets, you know, the use that as a weapon. They're using the fear as a weapon and distraction. They're going to use it as a political weapon. If they pump up the fear and then all of a sudden Russia doesn't really invade, even though Biden supposedly gave them permission for a small incursion, that, you know, if they can draw it back down, then they can paint it as a dip, you know, as a political win for the Biden administration when they're sorely lacking in any kind of good news on that front. Most people have just gone, why have we got this for brains in there? You know, people are waking up to that. So it could be all of those things.
Thanks for the sound effects, Stephen. But no, I mean, really, it has been interpreted by one analyst that there could be this attitude from Russia that, well, if we can't have Ukraine, no one can, and that it'll just be a standoff. No one will actually have a hot war in this nuclear age with two superpowers, and so therefore it'll just be a standoff, and the country will just destabilize more and more, and you know, it'll get to a state where neither superpower would really care much to have the infrastructure. The economy would just be tanked, anything other than just the land for that. Well, I mean, you know, the comparison is, what if there were some newly acquired land from Russia over here? And what if Canada, became part of Russia and they put all these nuclear weapons aimed at the U.S. right on the Canadian border? How would we feel? And that's how Russia feels about us having this along the Ukrainian-Russian border. So,
I do believe they feel that way. I just don't think that they're ready for to try to take it yet. That it would at least take 3 weeks to a month before they were ready to go. From what, and you know, maybe.
But what is ready to go? I don't know be? What will, you know?
That
it
would
have
I don't
to be a localized
know, you know?
Skirmish. I mean, yeah. I can't see this ballooning.
Yeah, and they have experience with Chechnya and, you know, Afghanistan and these, you know, resistance movements. That's hard to deal with, especially on your border. You're going to destabilize everything. It's just, I don't see how they would want that. That just doesn't make good sense. Although, you know, when you come down, you got to do what you got to do, I guess. What more concern was cutting them off from the SWIFT system, from the able to operate financially and disengaging them from Europe. And that would be a really bad sign if stuff like that happened. But all these sanctions we pumped on Russia, heaped on them over the years, have made them more resilient. They've had to find workarounds. The military has had to find workarounds. Their economies had to find workarounds. And I think that the ultimate goal is to decouple the U.S. and NATO from Eurasia. Ultimately, you know, they want that one Belt and Road initiative there. And, you know, that's the long-term goal, but, you know, it can't be accomplished like this overnight with that. That just one more step down the road, it seems like. All these people, you know, they whatever differences they have, they there's certain, like you were mentioning yesterday, there's certain things that they don't go against, and it has to do with their meeting together all the time, and they have a lot more in common with each other than they have with any of the people that they represent or purport to lead.
Their corporate associates, their corporate affiliations. Yeah. That's why the World Economic Forum uses that strategy for Agenda 21 initiatives, you know, appeal to the corporations and the economic incentives, which they will see in this sort of centralized power structure that they team up with.
And war has been a racket since the first day that a banker got involved with funding both sides, or one side over another even, but especially when the same banker funds both sides. War's been a racket ever since.
I heard about this Pfizer drop of their documents, you know, related to their shots, being now they want to delay it more, because remember they wanted a ridiculous 75 years to start. It was then later decided 55,000 pages per month. I know that was after a federal judge shot down the FDA's requested rate of only 500 pages per month.
Wow.
So then they were ordered this 55,000 pages per month, which was to start on March 1st. Now it has asked the court to wait until May to start producing the 55,000 pages. And even then, it doesn't know if it can meet that rate. So they're just, you know, I mean, they're just acting like it's, well, you know, giving any and every reason in the book, I'm sure, to delay. But they want as many shots and as many arms before the true carnage numbers are out there, Stephen.
I agree.
Well, here we have the final break. Stick around, folks, and we'll be back for the final segment.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
I'm an old sweet drum. You raise my hopes and you raise the odds. You tell me that I dream too much. Now I'm serving time in disillusionment.
I don't believe you anymore. I don't believe.
I don't believe you anymore. I don't believe you.
And we are back, folks. Final segment, Beyond the Official Narrative, Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey here with Stephen Douglas Whitener, and we have Charles in Florida on the line. Hello, Charles.
Yeah, just a short note. I know you don't have much time. Yeah, I was reading the truthseeker.co.uk and from England, and they claim in one article that the World Health Organization itself has said an adverse advance over 2.1 million their own society they have that's like theirs. It's I forget the name of it, but it's the World Health Organization's that cites statistics on the vaccine or so-called vaccines.
I hear at the Bayer's headquarters as well over here, they only have 50 people at the core processing everything that's coming in. And there are so many loopholes and ways it's more difficult where a lot of them don't get filled out. You know, it's like a half hour right. worth of unpaid paperwork for a doctor, basically. And there are so many that just
only
get rejected flat out.
Really.
Yeah, and they get reported. Estimated.
Just reported. It takes a difficult. There's VAERS. This is the World Health Organization.
Right, but overseas.
I always check with them. They always have new stuff on the world every day. The Truth Seeker.
And you said that European number from their system, 2 million, that's deaths or adverse reactions?
2.1 adverse events, I think.
Okay. But a lot of those are like permanent, you know, neurological or just completely life-changing conditions. Stephen, you've heard about some of these examples as well, right? The damage.
Yeah, look at what it did to the military. We were quoting earlier, 10-time increase in neurological damage and threefold increase in cancer since they started getting these jabs. What more evidence do you need to avoid that at all costs? It doesn't make sense. I've seen other people say that, well, what if normal people have the same cardiac problems that all these athletes have been demonstrating when they're trying to push themselves and then they fall out? Maybe these people don't know it because they haven't tried to push themselves that hard yet. But once they do, when they do, maybe it will emerge. It's a scary thing to think of. I can't imagine why anyone would comply with this and go along with experimental gene therapy that could kill them for a common cold that did not increase the death rate overall.
And a lot of people
in 2020.
And a lot of people don't know it's experimental, don't know it stops acquisition or transmission. Any last thought, Charles? We're just about out of time.
That's about it.
All right.
Yeah,
well, thank you for your call.
With the Truth Seeker, though, .co.uk. You always have something new.
.co.uk.
Right, thank you, Charles. Yeah, always appreciate your call.
TheTruthSeeker.co.uk.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for having me, Richard. Y'all be good to each other.
Thank you, Stephen. And stick around, folks. Up next is Patrick Slattery with National Bugle Radio. Please support RBN, and we will speak again soon. Transcend the construct. Regards.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.